11:40 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. As the night winds down, David Eby took the stage to address his supporters, 2:11:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Black press media has announced the race is too close to call as 97% of the ballot boxes are reported and neither Conservatives or NDP have secured the 47 seats required to form a majority government. Full story here, BC. Provincial election race too close to call. 11 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. As the race is too close to call, John Rusted took to the stage to address his supporters. 10:29 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Adam Olson, who previously held the seat for Saanich North and the Islands, takes questions from media, specifically around why BC Green Party leader Sonia Furstenau chose to switch ridings. 10:14 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. A second BC Green candidate has won his riding in the provincial election, potentially giving the party a big role in the legislature. Jeremy Valeriote won in West Vancouver, Sea to Sky, after colleague Rob Botterell won Saanich North and the Islands, previously held by fellow Green Adam Olson, who did not run. The Greens also went into the election with two seats in the legislature. 9:32 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. It continues to be a tight race for which party will form the next government in British Columbia. About 90 minutes after the polls closed, the NDP is elected or leading in 46 ridings while the BC Conservatives are elected or leading in 45, although the lead has changed several times. Forming a majority government in BC requires 47 of the legislature's 93 seats. The BC Green Party is elected or leading in two ridings. 9:17 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Sonia Furstenau gives her concession speech in Victoria. She expressed pride in her campaign. 9:01 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. More than half of BC's ridings already have a winner declared, but the race to form government is still too close to call. Early returns show the New Democrats and the Conservatives neck and neck. 8:50 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. BC. Green leader Sonia Furstenau has lost her bid for re-election to NDP Cabinet Minister Grace Lohr. Furstenau ran for re-election in Victoria Beacon Hill after representing the Cowichan Valley riding since 2017. Lohr is the incumbent in the riding, having first been elected in 2020. 8:40 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. British Columbia Premier and NDP leader David Eby has won re-election in the riding of Vancouver Point Grey. Eby was first elected to the riding in 2013, when he defeated then-Premier and former BC Liberal leader Christy Clark. He is a former executive director of the BC Civil Liberties Association who became Premier in 2022 after John Horgan stepped aside. Eby was challenged in Vancouver Point Grey by BC Conservative candidate Paul Ratchford, who says on a social media profile that he is the owner of a private real estate company. 8:36 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Two NDP ministers have been re-elected in their ridings. Housing Minister Ravi Kahlon has been re-elected in Delta North and Attorney General Nikki Sharma has been elected again in Vancouver Hastings. Kahlon is also the NDP House leader and was first elected in 2017. Sharma is the first woman of color to serve as BC's Attorney General and was first elected in 2020. 8:20 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. British Columbia Conservative leader John Rusted has been re-elected in his riding of Nechako Lakes. Rusted was kicked out of the opposition BC United Party for his support on social media of an outspoken climate change critic in 2022, and last year was acclaimed as the BC Conservative leader. 8:10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Supporters and candidates of the New Democrats and Conservatives are starting to arrive at their respective headquarters. 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Polls are now closed. With the new electronic voting process, results are expected to roll in quicker than prior elections. 7:50 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Black Press Media reporter Arnold Lim is at Green headquarters in Victoria, where Sonia Firstenau has delivered a speech to the packed room of supporters. 7:35 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Black Press Media reporter Wolfgang Deppner is at the BCNDP headquarters in Vancouver. The BC United's election viewing party, which Deppner intended to visit through the evening, is closed to the media. Ravi Kalone, who served as BC's housing minister, says he'll be in two locations tonight, starting at the NDP's election night headquarters at the Marriott Pinnacle Hotel Ballroom in downtown Vancouver, then joining volunteers at his Delta North riding. Kalone says he did a lot of door knocking during the campaign and many people wanted to talk about housing. He says he heard from many people who were supportive of the NDP's approach to building more affordable homes. He says health care was also a top issue for voters. 7:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Black Press Media reporter Lauren Collins is at the BC Conservatives headquarters for the night, in Vancouver. 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Voters in BC will soon learn the result of casting their ballots across the province, from who will represent their community to who will lead the province. The race is on between the New Democrats, led by David Eby, and John Rusted's BC Conservatives, with Green leader Sonia Firstenau hoping her party can maintain a presence in the legislature. The Conservatives, who won less than 2% of the vote last election, stand on the brink of forming government or becoming the official opposition, with leader Rusted challenging New Democrat incumbent David Eby to be premier. Rusted shared a photo on social media Saturday showing himself smiling and walking with his wife to a voting station, with a message saying, "This is the first time Kim and I have voted for the Conservative Party of BC. To win a majority, a party must secure 47 seats in the 93-seat legislature."